You want to be a successful entrepreneur? Get complete business solutions with UnifiBiz to maximize profits, exclusively for BFM listeners. Stand a chance to win prizes worth 2,700 ringgit by subscribing or upgrading to UnifiBiz Pro or Advance and completing a slogan. Go to bfm.my/tm today. Contest ends 22nd May. Terms and conditions apply. TM, business made easier. Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. It's A La Carte Tuesday, where we talk about food. Inspired by the Karato and Tsukiji fish market in Japan, the Cafenese group of restaurants launched yet another restaurant, Yamaguchi Fish Market, in November last year to bring the highest quality and freshest ingredients to seafood lovers. I'm here with Jun Chang, the group's executive director, once again to find out the passion behind the opening of this fish market. So, of course, you know, we've spoken to you about your other restaurants, your Cafenese, New Taste, Black Market, and this is Eight Gourmets Gala, and this is under the EGG group, right? So what led you to go into this genre, Japanese, after having other F&B businesses under your group?
Hi, good morning. Of course, when we look at the trend of the people, like what do they like, and obviously I have shared before that we always travel around the world, we always been to that fish market, and then we realized that maybe city center of Kuala Lumpur, we need one so that people can get the fresh seafood, not going to the village or driving far, but from the city center.
Okay, so when I go into this Yamaguchi, the restaurant itself, what it feels like, there's a fish market?
You will feel like a mini fish market that, of course, we have tanks, fish tanks there. We have live seafood, like crab, lobster, fishes, prawns, everything. And a mini one. Mm. Yeah. Obviously, the city center, I can't have something that really huge for the... Yeah.
But, okay. And the reason why you open in Kampong Pandan as opposed to, you know, all these other places that you like your Bangsas and your Mon Kiara, why did you decide in Kampong Pandan?
First of all, because, as I said, we want to have one fish market at the city center. And secondly, this is our headquarter that we already have cafes and the first black market there. And then we realized that we still have a huge space to expand.
Okay.
So we built the first floor, we built level one, and can accommodate about 400-500 people for the first level, and then for the ground floor we can accommodate around 200 plus.
Okay, so it's all basically a lot, all your restaurants are under one roof.
Yeah.
Okay, so when it came to setting up the Yamaguchi fish market, was there a lot of localization in terms of the food? I mean, you got your fresh seafood and you also cook food. Was there a lot of localization?
I would say it would be about 20% of some local food, because you know, from time to time when a big group or a families or the office people nearby, they might want to have a little bit of the fresh seafood that cook in the localized taste, but we still focus very much on our live seafood in a Japanese cooking style.
Okay. So what's localized, what are the local things that they ask for?
For example, the steamed fish, you know, soy sauce steamed fish, or the egg white steamed crab, you know, that kind of thing. And then we sort of have things like, you know, French champagne crab cooked in a local ways.
Okay, so like the kind of thing that people are familiar with, right? In terms of pricing your products, right, what goes into the thought process of finding the sweet spot in prices?
Okay, of course you need to set it at a price where it allows you to have a very good quality seafood. When you come to live seafood, there's a lot of wastage, there's a lot of hidden costs that you might need to calculate in to take care of the live seafood, and then the stock sending in every day. And the pricing-wise, we'll put it in a very reasonable price as well, not too expensive, so that a lot of people, they can get the chance to try the live seafood with a reasonable price. So we always try to set below 80 to have, you know, you can able to try some sashimi, some very good sashimi for Japan. it will arrive every twice a week, and then also some live seafood from local to support local fish.
So what
industry.
Is the ratio of local and imported?
50-50.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, the sashimi and sushi ingredient is all from overseas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying there was some hidden cost. Like, what would be the hidden cost?
The people that take care of the thang, you know, the live seafood thang, and then the maintenance to build up the proper thang, and then you have to, you know, the seafood when you have to make sure that it sells in 1-2 days. Yeah.
So these were things that you didn't have to think about with your other restaurants, right?
Yeah, not so much. But this one, yes, definitely.
Okay, so these are the hidden costs, the tank, looking at, taking the fish.
Yeah. Electricity, that's the main thing.
The main killer.
Not to say main killer, but
it's
a new thing for us that we really worry when there's a electricity trip, and then you will have your own electric generator, that kind of things, yeah.
Did you have to find out about it the hard way at first?
Oh, yeah, of course. We thought it shouldn't be a problem.
All right.
It turns out to be a problem.
So what happened?
There was one of the day electricity trip, and we couldn't have electric back in couple of hours. So our people, including myself, we were there, and we have to keep, you know, airing the water.
So nothing died though?
Some.
So these were, and then you realized you needed a generator.
We realized
so
that we have to spend on
that. Was the new hidden cost that came out. Okay. So, but when it comes to Malaysians trying out food, we're adventurous.
Yes, I would say surprisingly, we are. Yeah. At first, there are some products that I couldn't keep. We couldn't keep more than a day or two.
Mm.
For example, the live sea urchin, you know, that kind of things. We worry about that at the first place.
Mm.
We order and then we have it ourselves. Obviously, I love it so much.
Mm.
And then our friends. And then we realized that a lot of customers saw that.
Mm.
And then they want to try. Mm. So then we realized, yeah, there's a market there, and to try new things, and there's a lot of things which is off menu,
right?
Yeah, because the seasonal seafood from overseas, it is always changed every 3 months. I would say, especially Japanese seafood, so we can't put into the main menu.
Mm.
We have to. The marketing team is very busy ever since we have Yamaguchi Fish Market. They have to prepare the menu. Like, for example, we want it today. They have to do it today.
Where do you get your supplies from? Is it a local supplier?
Yeah, we get from a couple of different suppliers. For the live seafood, mainly is the Japan supplier, direct from the Japan.
This is your marketing team going to Japan?
Not the marketing team, but the purchasing team.
Right.
Yeah, and also my partners, and then sometimes me, we go overseas. Yeah, every 1-2 months, we go there and then check out what's the new seasonal things and then place the order, make sure that things is fine. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so you would actually go out there and see what's in season and actually bring them back.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Okay. So so in terms of your purchasing team, because of your many, many restaurants, you do have economies of scale.
Yeah.
You do have economies of scale. Except for the seafood, but other things I guess you would have because of your different restaurants, that helps.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So all right, we'll talk a little bit more about the Yamaguchi Fish Market with Jun Chang. Stay tuned to Open for Business BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu, Open for Business. Yes, Jun Chang, Group Executive Director, is definitely, you know, building mountains with her many restaurants. Of course, so this is under the Egg Gourmet's group.
This is actually under, Cafenis and Egg Gourmet. Yeah.
Okay, so it's the whole group and all that. So when you look at all the restaurants that you've done, would this be the most difficult?
After more than 10 years and have built up a few couple of brands, restaurants, we don't see it as anything that's most difficult or which, you know, we see it in a very positive way where, you know, when things come, you settle it, just be passionate about what you're doing. There's nothing that we really think that's like very tough or you know, very challenging. Yeah. And this is something that we think is most excited
Okay, so I mean, you can, worst case, you can still buy a new generator, right?
Yeah.
So it can still be solved.
Yeah, it can still be solved, yeah.
It still be solved. So, and then, but when you look at, you look at all the different things that you've got, right? So the fish, the fresh seafood thing that you see is happening, that this seems to be a trend in the Klang Valley, that people like it?
Yes, of course. And for this Yamaguchi Fish Market, if you want to say compared to my previous all the other outlets, we realized that this cuisine, Japanese cuisine, and also the concept of fish market, live seafood, it gets to attract a lot of overseas expats staying in Malaysia, and we get many corporates in, for example, like many different big brands, the offices that nearby in the city center, they will take this place as their canteen.
Okay.
We see them every lunch, dinner, same group of people. They can even come every day with different
people.
Yeah. And also people from Japan send a very big percentage out of it. And then
that's a benchmark, right? If the Japanese turn up at your place, it means it's good enough.
Yeah,
for a Japanese restaurant.
And of course, obviously, you need a Japanese chef to be there. Yeah.
So also, you brought in a master chef.
The master chef that we have, he's called Tanabe-san. He really in Malaysia for many, many years. He's one of the most experienced Japanese chef that based in Malaysia.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a blessed to get him. Yeah,
so it is important to get a person who knows a Japanese, who understands this really well.
Yeah, and they are very good in detailing. And then, of course, obviously, the team of the head chef that we have about 8 chefs that take different routine for this Yamaguchi Fish Market, where most of all of them is very experienced chef.
Okay, and the percentage of Japanese you have turning up at this restaurant, in terms of your clientele, do you have a percentage?
It will be about 40%.
Okay.
Yeah, and some of the China group, and then some of the local people.
Right. So China group, these are tourists.
They are not. They are company based here.
Ah.
As I said, they are expat in Malaysia.
Okay.
Yeah. So their office is around
the air, walking distance, that kind of thing.
They have to drive here, but I would say about, you know, 5 to 10 minutes drive. And then, yeah, you just have to serve it fast during the lunchtime.
Okay, serve it fast. That's the most challenging. In terms of staffing, would still be the main problem?
You see, people is always not to say a problem, but people is always a thing that very challenging. And yeah, that's always
people
the
are different.
Issue. Yeah, you just have to, you know, keep the good one and then train them, keep reminding them. Yeah.
Right. So under the banner of your company, how many restaurants do you have right now?
We have 7.
7, yeah. I was wondering if you can still remember.
Yeah.
So you have 7 all different genres. What else have you got planned? What else have you got up your sleeves for this year?
Okay, we're not going to open a new restaurant in a new location, but we can expand and input some new concept into our current restaurant. For example, on Black Market at the St. Mary, we're going to launch a new concept. One of the concept called Buta, which is the Japanese cuisine, express Japanese menu. And the chef is in the midst of discussing the menu and then food tasting period of time now. And also for the EGG at the Sunway, we are going to launch our Speakeasy Bar by end of this month. Yeah. It will going to be something very interesting and exciting.
So Buta, when is Buta expected to open?
By end of this month.
End of this month, yeah. Together with the Speakeasy Bar.
Yes.
The name of the Speakeasy Bar?
Queen and Sons.
Oh, Queens and Sons. Well, you have to look for it yourself, because that's how it usually works, right?
Yeah, you got a hint here, you're going to dress like Kingsman and Duchess.
Okay. So that's also end of this month.
Yeah. Okay. And also, it will be fun that we, besides a very good venue or a very cozy place to drink, we also hope that it create a place for people to really, you know, dress well to be there.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we do have a nice suit and dresser to dress, but we do not know where to go.
This is one place to go.
Yeah.
Okay. All the best with all your ventures. I've been speaking to Jun Chang, talking about the Yamaguchi Fish Market. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.